Saudi Arabia has been increasing security arrangements for the Hajj. The annual Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca culminates later this month. More than 2 million pilgrims are expected to perform the Hajj this year, amid concerns that supporters of Osama bin Laden may try to disrupt the event. From the Saudi capital Riyadh, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
In downtown Riyadh, a score of travel agencies decorated with wall-sized posters of Mecca vie for Hajj customers. Employee Mohammed Awad says despite the competition, there's no shortage of business this year. Muslims are required to perform the Hajj at least once in their lifetime if they're in good health and have the financial means. But, says Awad, many here in Saudi Arabia perform it multiple times.
It only costs about $600 by bus. And that includes staying in the government's new fireproof tents, along with food and drink, for about 6 or 7 days.
This year's Hajj is expected to be the largest in history. It comes amidst heightened tensions in the region following the U.S.-led military campaign in Afghanistan, which many Muslims opposed. Saudi Arabia is concerned that members of Saudi-born Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network may try to enter the country disguised as pilgrims and cause problems. Shiite cleric Sheikh Sadun Hamia is responsible for leading groups of pilgrims from Lebanon. He traveled to Saudi Arabia ahead of the Hajj to inspect accommodations, but says he's not worried about the security situation.
I've been coming for 19 years, and there haven't been security problems in Saudi Arabia. As long as the individual comes as a pilgrim and follows his religious duties, there won't be any problems security-wise.
But Saudis fear that some pilgrims won't be focused on their religious duties. The governor of Mecca recently announced that Saudi Arabia would stop any anti-American demonstrations or rallies. "We won't allow the manipulation of Hajj this year because it's a season of worship," said Prince Abdulmajid bin Abdulaziz. The Hajj has largely been free of political activities in recent years, though in 1987, an anti-American demonstration held by Iranian pilgrims resulted in clashes with Saudi police. 402 people, mainly Iranians, were killed. Omar Bagour of Al Madina newspaper in Jeddah says there's a lot of pent-up anger towards America among Muslims in the region, which could easily be taken out on America's ally, Saudi Arabia.
It has to manifest itself somehow, some way, into an act, and it will be, God forbid, unfortunate if it happens during Hajj. But the probability is there. So I think Saudi Arabia has legitimate concerns.
A Saudi official said recently that the country's ports of entry are under close watch, and the number of intelligence officers has been increased to keep an eye on Hajj proceedings. Authorities at the airport in Jeddah, which receives the majority of foreign pilgrims, have installed digital eye scanning and fingerprinting machines to collect information on pilgrims. Lists of terror suspects have been placed at all ports, and Saudi officials say they also have machines to help detect forged passports. With Muslims from more than 125 countries gathered in one city, Saudi Arabia is not taking any chances, says Omar Bagour.
Given the limitations of the space, the time, it's perfect. Perfect. You can't design a better surrounding for a terrorist act at a large magnitude better than the Hajj. You just can't.
But some here say Saudi Arabia's main challenge may be simply managing the huge crowds. Last year, 35 people died in a stampede during one of the rituals. In 1997, more than 300 pilgrims died in a fire started in one of the tents. According to officials, the Saudi government has mobilized tens of thousands of employees and volunteers, including more than 9,000 medical staff, for the occasion. The Hajj, which entails several days of rituals, reaches its climax this year on February 21st. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.